former UVA Associate Dean Nicole Iramo. The U.S. Supreme Court finally returns to full strength effective today after working shorthanded for more than a year, as we hear from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Justice Neil Gorsuch will join his eight new colleagues in the conference room today. Gorsuch will only have a few days to get ready for oral arguments in more than a dozen cases coming before the court over the next 2 weeks. The former 10th Circuit Court of Appeals judge fills a vacancy created when Justice Antonin Scalia died in February of last year.
Chicago police say they've arrested a man they say helped the killer of a Cook County criminal court judge escape a crime scene. Chief of Detectives Melissa Staples says 37-year-old Joshua Smith is accused of driving a car in which the killer of 66-year-old Judge Raymond Miles fled in on Monday morning. Staples says the motive was robbery, and police believe Smith did not act alone. Miles was shot early Monday as he confronted the man who had just shot and wounded his girlfriend. I'd like to remind you that we are powered by WesternJournalism.com. Find us there online anytime for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. I almost forgot the weather again. At 11:02, it is 40 cloudy degrees in Flemington, but I bet that's not right. What would you say, Jim? He's not answering. The forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 66.
It says 51. These headphones aren't working.
Okay. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 39. Friday is going to be sunny with a high of 64. And Saturday, there's only a 65% chance of showers with a high of 65. But then it shoots up to 80 degrees. So you're going to have hard-boiled eggs for your egg hunt.
Brown, Mick Bunny Rabbit.
Oh, we're old friends. Happy Easter. Yeah,
happy Easter.
Thank you.
What, did you?
Aren't you ready yet? Just like a man. Sam, will you get his jacket?
I'll get it.
You're going to be late, you know.
Late?
For the Easter parade. We had a date. Remember?
Oh.
Is that Judy Garland?
That is Judy Garland.
Is she about to sing at some point?
She is.
Never saw you look quite so pretty.
This isn't
before.
Easter Parade. I thought she was going to sing
Never
Easter Parade.
She's going to.
Quite so handsome.
No, doesn't the guy sing Easter Parade to the woman?
I could hardly.
You should have went to Holiday Inn and just had Bing singing Easter Parade to whatever that actress's name was.
We're starting already.
I want Easter Parade queued up after the first commercial break.
Whatever.
What's the name of this song? You don't even know. Oh, I should be corrected. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show.
First of how many times?
This is starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, currently both being drowned out by Judy Garland.
How many times will Jim Thatch stand corrected today?
So far?
No, we guess before the end of the show we'll take bets.
Once. I'm going to rally here. The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County. Oh, what are you getting a pen out so you can make tally marks? Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Should I wait till she stops singing? I don't know, she sounds very loud.
It's really damn loud.
I gotta tell you, Judy Garland, by the way, before I keep going, she's awesome in singing Over with a Rainbow. The rest of her stuff, eh.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Maybe that's just me, I don't know.
It's just you.
And that's Fred Astaire singing now?
It is.
And what was the Road to Gravure, do you remember?
What?
The Road to Gravure was just a line in that song. And you'll see that you're in the Road to Gravure. What is the Road to Gravure?
Mm-hmm.
The back page of every newspaper back in the old days used to have a picture page with just pictures of like society.
Okay.
That was the Road to Gravure.
Huh.
There.
Interesting. I learned something today.
On today's show, the Friends of the HCL book sale is a mere 2 weeks away. Jennifer will tell you all you need to know and all you need to do to plan for this great event. Entries are coming in for HCL's Outdoor Art Show and Sale. The first 75 artists to enter will be glad they did. So register soon. Jennifer says, follow your dreams. Except that one where you're naked in church. Hunterdon County Community Day, the HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series, and much more on today's library show. All right, I'm thinking about Easter now. What are your plans for Easter?
The usual. You know, we go to church.
I don't know what the usual
is. Yes, you do. Check the archives. We go to church Saturday night. Sunday, you go to my mom's. Do the Easter egg hunt in the kitchen.
So you do an Easter egg hunt every year?
Mm-hmm.
She decorates eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Just your mom?
Mm-hmm.
And then she hides them?
Mm-hmm.
I love that about her. I was just thinking that we stopped decorating eggs and probably won't pick it up again until I have grandkids. So
when is that going to be?
September, I think.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Congratulations.
My son, William, and his girlfriend.
Well, congratulations.
Expecting. I thought I told you that.
You didn't.
Oh. It's sooner than you think.
Wow. Congratulations.
I'll be a grandfather in 6 months.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm just 1 year we just stopped decorating eggs. I'm not happy about it, but no one wanted to do it.
So do it yourself.
Exactly. I think your mom has inspired me. Does she really take her time? Does she get the pause dye?
No, I think she uses food coloring.
Really? Mm-hmm. So she doesn't. Good for her. Mm-hmm. How many does she decorate?
It's just you looking,
or Brian, too?
And my sister.
Okay.
And Sarah. And her Sarah's friend, Samira. No, she dies. I mean, she just dyes them. She doesn't.
Hides them outside in
the
house?
Kitchen.
Just in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
How many places are there to hide them?
More than you would think. And typically, if there's something new in the kitchen that was added in the year, you can know to look there for an egg.
Gotcha. Have you ever had a year where we didn't find one?
Yeah. I mean, eventually. Although, I think 1 year when we were growing up, we lost an egg under the couch for a bit. You should stop by Sunday. You can look for eggs. You can find all the tall ones.
Are those tall? Okay. She hides them in. How does she get them up there?
Step stool.
And then what do you have for dinner? Does she cook a big dinner?
Ham.
Just the traditional ham?
Ham.
Very good. I love Easter at the Winberry home.
Except it's at the Monahan.
At the Monahan home. The Monahan. Do you ever cook Easter dinner?
No. Sometimes I'll bring something. Well, stop on by.
Maybe I will. No, I got it. I think my parents are coming to our house. We're making like brunch. I'm not a big ham fan, actually. Are you?
Yeah, once a year.
That's all you have it once a year?
Mm-hmm.
You never have a ham sub?
No, I don't like deli ham.
No, you just like the spiral Virginia ham? Is it a Virginia ham?
No, it's... I think it's like a fresh ham or something.
So Easter, which reminds me, the library, all the county libraries are closed tomorrow.
That is correct.
In observance of Good Friday, which Jesus...
going down a dangerous road, Jim Thad.
And then we're closed, of course, on Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Yes. But there's an added twist to tomorrow. The county has a grant to install generators, and they're installing one at the library and one at the first building as you come into the complex.
But what does that have to do with our patrons?
I'm going to tell them. There will be no IPAC, no catalog on starting tonight and tomorrow and into Saturday morning. You won't be able to look anything up online.
I thought that was going to be over by the time you opened on Saturday.
We have to turn everything back on.
All right, so they won't have IPAC service for maybe 3.5 minutes?
Well, I don't know how long. Brian's never turned anything back. He's going to start at 7 o'clock. And Jeremiah and I are coming in at 8, and we'll start plugging everything back in. But there'll be no IPAC service tomorrow.
Till everything's plugged in?
Definitely not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. But that doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. People will do things from home. They won't be able to do it from home.
Oh, gotcha. Forgot about that. Yeah. I stand corrected. Number two. I've already missed my number.
I am going to get the tally marks out,
Jennifer.
So, yes, but we have set up an override, so you'll be able to check out from Overdrive. And according to our crack IT team, the county website will be up and the library's website will be up. But it's also National Library Week this week.
Is it officially? We've been celebrating National Library Month.
I know.
And how have we been doing that?
We have been giving, you get a chance, if you use your library card during this week, you get a chance to win a basket donated by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library at the headquarters North.
When
County
is your last chance to make a chance or put a chance in there?
Saturday. And we'll be drawing winners on Monday. I pay attention, Jim Thash.
Very good.
And I'd like to thank Chris Bianchi, who had me on Good Morning Hunterdon.
Isn't it Bianco?
Bianco.
Tuesday. You stand corrected.
I stand corrected.
2-1.
Tuesday morning, I'll keep track, on his Today in Hunterdon. And I talked a little bit about National Library Day, National Library Week, National Bookmobile Day, which was yesterday. And I talked about our bookmobile. So the link to the archives is on our website.
So these gift baskets for National Library Week are not just at the Hunterdon County Library, but also at
North County, South County, and Bookmobile.
Did you say that?
Mm-hmm. Check the archives.
We'll have to. So that's not a point for you yet. You said it real quick. You just glossed over it.
I did because you started talking over me as usual. And I got a really nice tweet from one of our authors that we've had on the show twice, Libby Cudmore. She sent...
She's the one that hates Billy Joel?
Yes. You like her. It says, give your librarian a hug and thanks today. Because she hates Billy Joel.
Why? I like Billy Joel.
But I do too, so... Anytime you can be anti-me. Anyway, she sent me a tweet that says...
Gosh, what a martyr you are over there.
Give your librarian a hug and thanks today. And she sent me and one of her other friends a tweet. So
that's nice.
I'm going to give Libby a shout out. Libby has just finished her most recent
book.
Making
connections. That's why you should be on LinkedIn. I bet you Libby Cudmore's on LinkedIn.
She just finished her most recent book. It's in the hands of her publisher, so we'll have to have her back.
Sure. Yeah, she was good. She was very personable.
She is. She's really. And she plays. She does record Saturday night. She plays an entire album every Saturday night and tweets it out.
Except for Billy Joel.
She did Glass Houses one time. That was great. But I also want to talk about a speaker I just booked.
Okay.
That I'm really excited about.
Let's
hear all about it. Her name is Cameron Kohler, and she is the Chopped Teen Champion from last year.
What is
year.
Chopped?
Chopped is a Food Network TV show where chefs are presented with mystery ingredients and they need to create an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert with it. And they have a teen competition every
year. What was her winning meal, do you know?
I don't remember.
I'm very hungry now, all of a sudden.
Are you really hungry all of a sudden? So she's going to be coming July 13th at 7 o'clock, and I'm really super excited to have her. I met her Friday night for the first time, and she is just a terrific girl.
FYI, black jelly beans, yes or no?
No.
You hate black jelly beans?
Hate black jelly. I don't like licorice.
At all? Mm-mm. Really?
And cantaloupe jelly beans I don't approve of either.
Why not? What is this affinity or the... Why don't you like licorice?
I don't know, but my grandmother loved black jelly beans, and the first year she died, we went and sprinkled black jelly beans on her grave.
And is that why?
No,
I
never liked
them. Did you eat
them
before this?
I never ate them. I never liked
sacrilegious
them.
Act?
No.
Why interesting. So she loved them.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And my father always ate licorice.
But not you. You don't ever remember having it.
I don't like black licorice. Don't like Good and Plenty.
Okay.
I've developed.
That's fine,
I've
Jennifer. A lot of people don't. I would think it's at least half and half people that don't like.
Well, which side do you fall on?
I like black jelly beans. I like licorice.
Red licorice.
Do you like Sambuca?
You know, I was going to say I like Sambuca. I like Uzo.
Well, that's licorice.
Uzo. Right, but I'm not Uzo. the
no
Greek.
Anise.
Anise seeds I like. Yes. I like fennel.
Well, then you gotta like licorice.
I don't.
It's the same flavor.
I don't like Kraft American Cheese singles either. So, or Velveeta.
So you're saying this is imitation licorice or something?
No, I don't know. There's just certain things I don't like. There's just like certain very specific.
I don't like Kraft American Cheese either.
So, but you like other cheese?
Yes.
Well.
I don't get your point here.
There's very specific things I don't care for.
Wouldn't they give me another example?
Canned tuna fish.
All right, well.
I'm not a huge fan of regular tuna fish.
Are you a seafood person in general?
No, I'm not, but okay. I would eat seafood over canned tuna.
Okay.
Never eat canned tuna.
And was there a reason for that?
Mm-mm.
What about tequila?
Oh, yeah. Lots of tequila.
Usually somebody doesn't like food because they got sick on it once or
that would
something.
Be fried chicken, but that's a cold fried chicken, but that's another story.
I'm not a big fan of fried chicken either, actually.
And before we go to our first commercial break, I do want to give one shout out for a community day that's happening next Wednesday.
Yes.
The 19th. It's happening at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Langhorne.
Wait. I thought you were talking about Huntington County Day.
But we'll talk about that later. But before you go all crazy on me, they're having a community day, and it's going to be a fundraiser for Boys and Girls Club of Mercer County. So it's a multi-state.
Start again. This is okay. Buffalo Wild Wings where?
In Langhorne.
Jennifer.
And they're having a fundraiser.
I'm sure the Langhorne Chamber of Commerce is pleased that you're promoting some of their events.
They sure are. They're having a fundraiser for the Mercer County Boys and Girls Club.
You're going to be in attendance, obviously. She won't go to the Flemington Buffalo Wild Wings, but she's all over the Langhorne one.
Never been invited to the...
I've invited you out many times.
Not to the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Going out there tonight.
Are you?
Maybe.
I'm going,
going somewhere.
I'm going back to the library to unplug things. There's that word again. Unplug. If you're lucky, I will not unplug you while we go to our first commercial break.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting with Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be April 13th. I also give us her names of some people who were born on April 13th or who may have died on April 13th. Actually, only people who were born on April 13th today, Jennifer.
Okay.
See if she knows who they are just by the name recognition. One, two, you'll know two, three of the five probably. I don't know. Over, under three. Here we go. Let's start with the events. Let's go back to 1777, April 13th, 1777. American forces are ambushed and defeated in a Revolutionary War battle in New Jersey. Do you know which battle?
Monmouth.
Incorrect.
Oh.
I didn't even know this was a battle. It's a little closer to Hunterdon County. Battle of Bound Brook.
Really?
There was a Battle of Bound Brook in the American Revolutionary War. And the good guys lost that one, Jennifer. I think it was after Trenton. 1861, Jennifer. Civil War trivia for you now. What major event happens during the Civil War on this date, April 13th, 1861? See if you can deduce this one.
Is it the shots fired at Fort Sumter?
Oh, you're very close. They surrender at Fort Sumter. So, obviously, the Civil War started maybe a few days before this, since they surrendered Fort Sumter. Two Confederate forces. Not a good start for the North, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay, 1943. What is dedicated in Washington, D.C. on the 200th anniversary of his birth?
The Lincoln Memorial.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Yes.
Was it Washington Monument?
The Jefferson Memorial.
I had 1 in 3 shot of getting that.
this date, April 13th, 1943, it was dedicated. This makes sense.
What?
Oh, never mind. Gotcha. I'm thinking it was when he died, it's when he was born. Okay, 1964, Jennifer. A good year. Who becomes the first? Excuse me?
Nothing.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Who becomes the first African American male to win the Best Actor award?
Sidney Poitier.
And how did you know that?
Because it was for To Sir With Love. No, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Incorrect and incorrect.
Really? What was it for?
It's for the 1963 film Lilies of the Field. Well, I don't give you half. No, I'll give you full credit for that one. 1970, Jennifer. How can I put this into question? April 13th, 1970. How can I put this into a question? It's a NASA question.
The time to think of that is before you get here.
An oxygen tank explodes, Jennifer, on this date on April 13th. What happens? Why is this so significant?
Does it have anything to do with Apollo 13?
It has everything to do with Apollo 13. It happens aboard Apollo 13, putting the crew in great danger and causing major damage to the spacecraft while making a great movie.
I was going to say, but it all led to a great movie.
Sorry, Tom Hanks and the late Bill Paxton.
And there was
I know.
Great
what
movie.
I'm still unbelievable how they got them home. Unbelievable. With slide rulers and whatever they had to use. 1997, who becomes the youngest golfer to win the Masters?
Tiger Woods.
Eldrick Tiger Woods is correct. Very good, Jennifer. Okay, born on this date in 1743, Thomas Jefferson.
Shocking. He was the second or third president of the United States.
Give me some rare fact that you know about Thomas Jefferson. Second or third? Which one was he?
Third.
Yes, Adams was second, Jennifer.
Washington Adams, Jefferson Adams. He was a gourmand.
And Adams wasn't the fourth,
no.
By the way. Let's just leave it there.
All right, we'll leave it there. He was a gourmand. He had a lot of gardens. He donated his book. He started the William & Mary College in Virginia.
Very good. That's plenty. 1866, Butch Cassidy was born. I didn't even know he was a real person.
Well, he was the sidekick of the Sunday. His sidekick was the Sundance Kid. Is he a bank robber?
Sure, American Criminal.
And it was a great movie.
Another great movie made about him, starring Paul Newman.
Raindrops Are Falling on My Head.
Keep.
I never understood why, what that song had to do with the movie.
It started that whole annoying thing where all those movies have to have a musical interlude where somebody tries on hats or something like that. You have to have that
stupid song.
Musical montage in movies. I bet you that was the first movie that did it, and I can't stand that they do it because now you watch any romantic comedy, and there's got to be a musical montage where there's no talking and people are going through the actions of falling in love or their first date or whatever. The best one, by the way, musical montage, has a joke was in the movie The Naked Gun. Did you ever see The Naked Gun? It's a spoof movie starring Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, I'm not a huge
Leslie. So they did a spoof thing about that where they were on their first date. Hilarious. If you even watch it on YouTube sometime, you should. It's funny.
Okay.
Just that scene.
Okie dokie.
Very funny, like they are. Well, I can't explain. Okay, 1923, Don Adams was born.
He was, at least the three you thought I was going to get.
You got two. This was the third, yes.
He was Get Smart.
Yes. Don Adams, best known as Maxwell Smart. Would you believe? That was a great show. Why is that never on reruns?
I don't know.
What was the name of the evil organization that they fought?
Chaos.
Very
with a
good.
K.
And the leader of Chaos was also star of another show. Another famous show a little later on. Not the star, one of the stars. Leader of Chaos was also the doc on The Love Boat.
Oh, Bernie Coppell?
Yeah.
Really?
They were both the same actor. The very versatile Bernie Coppell. 1945, Tony Dow was born. Here's your over-under. Tony Dow. Very obscure.
I'd say he's a football player.
No. Television actor. Tony Dow played Wally.
Leave it to Beaver.
And finally, in 1951, Peabo Bryson was born.
Are you kidding me? You didn't think I'd know him?
I know. Oh, do you know Peabo Bryson?
He's a singer. He's just like a soul singer. Do you think Never Gonna Let You Go or something?
That's not Peabo Bryson.
No. He's a soul singer.
No, Peabo, it's a woman, first of all.
Oh, she's a soul singer.
She's a singer, yes. I know her for singing A Whole New World in Aladdin.
She sang that?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I did not know.
I think it's a she. Maybe it's the he part, because it was a duet.
Yeah. It's a him.
All right, give me
and
three.
It is R&B.
Did he sing A Whole New World, or did I have it written wrong? Or he might have wrote it.
He sang Beauty and the Beast. He wrote Beauty and the Beast.
Not A Whole New World?
I'm getting there.
All right, it's not the Peabo Bryson hour, so let's wrap this one up.
All right, you started it.
All right, but I did get Stan corrected there, so three.
There you go.
Peabo. What
I told you it was
kind
a
of name
guy.
Is Peabo.
How could you not think?
So then you got it right, Jennifer. You got 4 out of 5. You got the over. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, all right, that's it for today in history. That's all I got.
All right, well, I have today, there's some history in the making today. The May Library Reads list was published, which are the top 10 books that librarians across the country love that are coming out in May. And all of these books are on order at the Hunterdon County Library and ready for you to place on hold, except not tomorrow. The top book is Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine, a novel by Gail Honeyman. Haley Eisman from Beaufort County, South Carolina, said she loved this book about the quirky Eleanor who struggles to relate to other people and lives a very solitary life. When she and the new IT guy happen to be walking down the street together, they witness an elderly man collapse on the sidewalk, and suddenly Eleanor's orderly routines are disrupted. This is a lovely novel about loneliness and how a little bit of kindness can change a person forever. Some of the other books on the list are nonfiction, The Radium Girls, The Dark Story of America's Shining Women, The Women Who Painted the Luminescent Faces on Clocks and Watches, and They Did Not Realize.
Not familiar with her. This is a real person?
No, these are real people, real women. They used this paint that contained radium, and they would lick their brushes. And a lot of them got radium poisoning. It was a very tragic situation.
They didn't know what radium was?
They didn't realize how poisonous it was back then.
So this is a whole book about this?
Mm-hmm.
Take that off the list. Nobody wants to read that.
And the third book on the list is Since We Fell, a novel by Dennis Lehane. And it's a standalone. And it's an unusual book for Dennis Lehane because it's very character-driven. Rachel is a journalist who, after her online breakdown, she's a and a journalist, it's really on screen, becomes a recluse scared to resume her daily life. She is recently divorced and meets an old friend who wants to help her overcome her fear. They fall in love, marry, and appear to have the perfect life until Rachel ventures out of the house one day and sees something that makes her question everything she knows about her new husband.
What does she see?
She sees her husband, who's supposed to be in London on business.
Maybe it's a doppelganger.
It's not a doppelganger. He tells her she has a he has a doppelganger.
Oh, she tries that excuse?
Well, no, he told her, like, he set it up all along that he has a doppelganger in Vermont, but he really doesn't. The fourth book on the list is The Leavers by Lisa Coe.
Was he having an affair? Was he killing someone?
Killing someone. Well, he wasn't killing someone, but it wasn't an affair either. He was involved in nefarious plots. Ginny Moon by Benjamin Ludwig is the fifth book. What an amazing debut novel. Ludwig effectively captures the voice, thought process, and behaviors of a young autistic girl who has escaped a harrowing living situation and has finally settled into a new forever home. Unfortunately, she becomes obsessed with returning to her old home to find her baby doll jeopardizing both her own and her new family's safety. Ginny is truly...
Her what? Her baby doll?
Yeah. Her baby doll. You're not a girl. You never had a baby doll.
Inanimate object coming to life?
No. She called it her baby doll. Her doll.
But it's a doll.
Yes.
It's not alive.
No.
Then how is it causing havoc?
No, her return to her old home puts her family into to get this doll.
the baby doll was doing something. That book took a twist.
No. Ginny is truly an original, and readers will be captivated by her story. And Vicki Nesting from the St. Louis Parish County Library in Louisiana wrote that.
Did you? You've had
last month
quotes that they've mm-hmm. used, right?
Yes. And then the Saints for All Occasions by J. Courtney Sullivan, White Hot, a hidden legacy novel by Ilona Andrews, Sycamore, a debut novel by Bryn Chancellor, and that I suggest everybody read, Astrophysics for People in a Hurry. And The Jane Austen Project by Kathleen Flynn. So check our website. This list will be on there. And put holds for some of these new books.
I'm surprised you didn't say, but don't check tomorrow.
I didn't, because I knew you were waiting for me to say that.
All right, because we're halfway through the library show. Maybe a little more than half through. Yes, slightly more than half through the library show. Jennifer, a little recap of the weather. I think I looked at it this morning, so I can remember. I think the next chance of rain is early next week. The weekend, it's an overcast skies on Saturday, Sunday. Easter Sunday, I think, is supposed to be in the 80s and beautiful.
There's actually a chance of showers on Sunday.
Chance of showers every day, Jennifer. 1% chance of showers isn't a chance of shower. It's not a 30% chance of showers. So 30% chance of me... Never mind.
Yeah, I'm running down the street naked.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
I remember you running down the street naked? No, I don't.
No.
But I do remember you saying that
once before.
There's only 30%
chance of that.
Obviously,
I was trying to make a point.
I remember you saying it, apparently.
There's a 30% chance of me running down Main Street naked. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. Because there's a 70% chance that it's not going to happen.
Are you fully clothed for the turkey trot every year?
Yes.
That's good.
Well, mostly. I didn't run in it last year. Where was I last year?
Maybe I should come out for the turkey trot. Oh, you were in like North Carolina, or you were driving all over the place.
Oh, that's right. I was in Pittsburgh.
So what's happening this afternoon at the library?
This afternoon at the library, we have Fred Miller visiting us. That's singer, pianist, narrator Fred Miller. I actually looked it up, Jennifer. The earliest I can find Fred Miller, which there was about a gap of about 6 years where I can't find any stats about anything.
Shocking.
But the earliest Fred Miller, if you can remember earlier, tell me, was December 10th, 1999.
Oh, he must have been here earlier.
You think so?
I think so.
I'm not sure.
You don't think?
The way I worded the press release sounded like he was new, but I have a feeling he was there before that.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to send Les a message and ask him if he remembers how long Fred's been there.
Okay.
Because I think, I mean, I've been at the library 23 years, and I seem to remember him always being there.
Okay, so this is Fred Riller we're talking about. He's performing at the library for at least since 1999, which is 18 years, which is longer than Sinatra performed at the Sands, Jennifer. So, I mean, Fred Miller was really the artist in residence here with us at the Hunterdon County Library. So if you've never seen him, I highly suggest stopping by the Hunterdon County Library today at 2 p.m. We still have some room. Just come on in. The concert starts at 2 p.m. He'll be singing about George and Ira Gershwin, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. You're not mistaken.
That is correct. And I believe the December 10th concert in 1999 was about George Gershwin.
He didn't do his Great American Sing-Along?
No, I don't think that started for till like maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Why don't you ask Fred how long he remembers?
He might remember. I don't know.
It just seems like he's always.
So that's Fred Miller. He does his concerts are sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. He does two a month in the spring and in the fall, one at the North County Branch Library, and one at the Hunterdon County Library. And it's a great show because he harkens back to a time of the great songwriters and musicals and, you know, songs that have are the foundation of music today, Jennifer. So it's important to remember.
I feel like he's doing Young at Heart today all of a sudden. He's doing Young at Heart today. He's doing George and Ira in
next month,
May.
Isn't it all over the map or something?
No, Young at Heart, that was in March.
Oh, okay.
Because
what's Young at Heart about then?
It doesn't say.
There's no description. I know there's a description because I made the flyer. Want me to find
aging gracefully and singing about it.
That's a description. That's the definition of a description, Jennifer.
I know, but it's not much of a one. Because remember last week we said the only one that we thought of was Sinatra?
For what?
For what song?
Oh, Young at Heart?
Yeah.
I never gave it I haven't gave it much more thought.
Yeah.
There's got to be a ton, though, being young and in love. Hmm. I don't know. Maybe we should sit in and
sit and find out.
There's a program tonight at the North County Branch, if I'm not mistaken, also.
There is. It's Moss Henry and the Bryophytes.
Moss, is that his God-given name?
I do not know. I did not see his birth certificate. And this four-piece acoustic group is an amalgam, it's a mighty big word for an 11-year-old, of veteran musicians with diverse musical backgrounds who have converged around the axis of country roots. Who writes this stuff? They hearken back to the days of cowboy movies, honky-tonks, and the Opry. Not the grand old Opry, right? Just the Opry? You're not listening to me.
I'm listening.
Their repertoire includes Western swing as well as Chet Aiken-style material. At one time or another, they've all performed live on the Heartland's Hayride Show, which is the grand old Opry-style show on WDBR. Individually, they've performed with Stillwater Station Oil, the Kylo Cycle Cowboys, Blue Emerald, Bufo Marinus, and Morris.
Are you still talking English?
Mickle Whites and the Blackjacks. I am not certain. But I am certain if you'd like to hear Moss Henry and the Bryophytes, stop by the North County Branch Library tonight.
What's a Bryophyte?
7 p.m. I have no idea.
I just want to recap. We invited a new band to the Hunterdon County Library last night, the Blue Jersey Band. And what I must say was a trio. It had a bassist and two guitarists. And they were excellent, Jennifer. I thought they had a really good set list. Like a lot of different songs, like reaching over, you know, bluegrass and the little Beatles, a little Johnny Cash. But done in like a, you know, a country bluegrass kind of style, all the songs. And then a lot of old standards and a lot of sing-alongs. I thought they were very good. So
good.
If you're around and you see that Blue Jersey Band is performing, I suggest that you give them a listen.
A bryophyte is a non-vascular plant, such as a moss. Get it? Yeah.
Moss Henry, quite the punster.
Yes. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock. And I'm willing to bet if you want to just stop by, there'll be room for you. But you can always call 730-6135 to reserve a seat.
Okay, the Friends. We ready for commercial? The Friends of HCL book sale, 2 weeks from tomorrow. So let me tell you what you need to know. Not 2 weeks from tomorrow, but this weekend. Is it this weekend, Jennifer?
Nope.
Yeah, there's one this weekend. This Saturday and next Saturday are our two big book drives for the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. It's happening at the South County Branch Park, or County Park, where the fairgrounds are, the 4-H fairgrounds. So April 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you have books that you want to donate to the Friends of ACL book sale and you have a large amount, just put them in your car, drive down to the fairgrounds, and we have volunteers there that will unload your car for you while you sit listening to the radio or whatever you want to do. And then we have one more book drive the week later, April 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And those are for large quantities of books. If you have smaller quantities of books that you'd like to donate, feel free just to drop them off at any of the Hunterdon County libraries, and we'll make sure they make it to the sale. The sale itself will be taking place on Saturday, April 29th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's a two-hour early admission for members of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, or someone that wants to join the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, or somebody that just wants to pay $20 to get in early. Otherwise, the hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 29th. Sunday, April 30th is half price day, and the hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Monday is bag day, where you just pay $5. We give you a big grocery bag, and you can fill that up. The bags are provided for you. The hours on Monday are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. What's going to be for sale, Jennifer? Well, there's going to be hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, books on CD, DVDs, LPs, music CDs and video games, and sheet music. And once again, this is at the 4-H Fairgrounds in Ringo's, New Jersey, right on 179 there, between Ringo's and Lambertville. And the money raised from the annual book sale benefits your local library and its patrons. Not only is the book sale the Friends' main fundraiser, it's a large community event as well. And whether you make a donation, volunteer your time, or just come and buy books, your support is greatly appreciated. This is the Friends of HEL book sale coming up in 2 weeks, one of the largest book sales on the East Coast. If you have never been there.
Have you ever been?
I suggest great buy, not too early to think of buying some books. Yes, I've been there.
Have you?
Yes. Why? You don't think I have?
No, I hadn't. I don't think I've ever been.
It was when it was at the Armory. I haven't been at the ones since it moved to the fairground.
Oh, you should go. It's one big room now instead of two buildings.
I don't think I have anything that weekend.
It's early.
It's early? What do you mean it's early?
You might have things that weekend.
I have a wedding the weekend before that. And I'm going to Saratoga the weekend after that.
Races?
Going to watch the Kentucky Derby at the Hall of Fame, and Saratoga doesn't race till August. But my wife and I are going to a derby party at the Hall of Fame Museum. I'm very excited about it.
Nice.
She even made a derby hat to wear
for
to
you
the
or
party.
For her.
For her. Oh. You know how the women wear all these beautiful bonnets and things?
I wore one for the radio show one time.
Did you? When was that? Easter?
No, for Derby Day. I had a big hat. You don't remember?
No. Should have taken a picture that day.
I know. It was, I think, the first year or
something. Derby Day's coming up. We'll have our big Derby show probably not next Thursday, but the Thursday after. And I know who's going to win the Kentucky Derby. There's only one more prep race that I got to watch. And unless something happens that I don't expect, I know who's going to win the Kentucky Derby. And it's going to be a horse with some good odds. So.
You've paid the jockey off?
I don't even know who the jockey is, actually.
I see.
Okay, what do you got in front of you?
I have the list of commercials because it's time for our last commercial break. So we'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. What's coming up this summer?
Lots of stuff, Jennifer. Are you referring to the summer concert series?
I am. I just booked the final one on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you tell me about it?
It's going to be Dan Butt.
Which is actually going to be the first concert in the series. Is that correct?
That's correct. He's going to be here on Wednesday, July 19th.
Dan Butts.
Butt.
It's Butt?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh. Known his family for years. One Butt.
But if there was two of them talking, it would be...
The Butts. Like when he and his wife come into the library, the Butts are here. Okay.
Must have been tough growing up in school.
He grew up with my brother-in-laws.
He didn't get teased for having him.
No more than anyone else did. But he was here last year with his Dixieland band, the Dan Butera band, which was named in honor of the owner of the Gobbler down along the Delaware River. No, you're rolling your eyes.
I have no idea, Jennifer.
Oh.
I've never been to the Gobbler. I don't know what the Gobbler is.
It was a... weren't you inside listening? No. It was a bar, a nightclub along the Delaware River.
It's not there anymore?
No. Where he and his band used to play. So they're going to come. They're going to do two sets. The first set is going to be Dixieland. It's going to be six people and a girl singer. And then they're going to do... the second set will be swing songs. So you can come dance on the lawns at the Hunterton County Library starting at 6:30. And what's happening on the 26th at the North County branch?
New this year, we used to have just three summer concerts at the Hunterton County Library on consecutive Wednesdays. New this year, we've mixed the North County branch in. So we're going to have alternating Wednesdays at the Hunterton County Library and the North County branch. So the second Wednesday on July 26th, it will be the Long Hill String Band performing country music and bluegrass music up at the ball field at the community center right next to the North County Branch Library. Then we head back south on Route 31, right back to the Hunterton County Library, and welcome the Blauenberg Band, the oldest community band in New Jersey. They'll be playing marches and patriotic songs. It's a large brass band. It's always popular. Then back up Route 31, Jennifer. Or you can go back up 579. Mm-hmm. Back up to Clinton, which is the quickest way from the library. I guess it would be the back way.
I think so.
Yes. And then we welcome the Summer Swing Orchestra, who used to play with us down at the Hunterton County Library. We sent them up there, hopefully to start building their crowd up in Clinton. And then finally, the fifth concert, August 16th at the Hunterton County Library. The British Invasion Years. If you have not seen this band, there always are. Final performance of the year at the great band playing British and American music from the 1960s. Great group of guys.
Can I tell you what took so long to book Dan? Did I tell you?
I don't know.
He was.
Can
he
you
was,
tell me?
Did I?
Do I want to know?
He was concerned that we hadn't booked Summer Swing and he didn't want to take their place. He was like concerned that
Is he in the Summer Swing Orchestra?
He has played in the Summer Swing before, yes. The year their trumpet section is like outstanding, he's playing.
He's that good? So
he's really good.
Is he from this area originally?
Yes. He lives in the house he grew up in.
So you knew him when you were younger?
No, I did. He knew my in-laws, my brothers-in-law.
Okay. Great. Well, good for him. And how many people are in his band?
I think he's bringing seven and a singer.
Awesome. That should be good.
Yeah.
So we've been doing the outdoor summer concert series for, I got, how many years now? 10?
I was going to say, we've been open, this is our 11th summer open, so probably 10.
Yes, that's where we got the outdoor stage. Very good, Jennifer. That's a good way to think of it. So this, I'm going to guess this is our 10th year doing our outdoor concert series. We kind of picked it up a little bit because Deer Path, remember, had some down years there. Yes. But glad to see that they're back with a full slate of shows. Let's talk about Hunterdon County Community Day, Jennifer.
Okay.
I'm coming up June 3rd at the 4-H Fairgrounds. I'm on the committee. I'm happy to say they got a lot of cool things planned.
God so loved the world, he did not send a committee. Go ahead.
What?
Nothing. Continue.
I'm happy to say that the Hunterdon County Library Bookmobile will be there, as well as the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. We'll get a nice corner like we did last year. We'll have a lot of fun things to do there, but there's going to have music, food. They're still putting it like all the final touches on it. There's going to be a hot air balloon.
Who's going to be the music?
And they're still working on that. But I know at the entrance to liven up the atmosphere as you're walking in to Community Day, the Marshall's Dixieland Band will be performing in that gazebo just to kind of, show what a festive atmosphere you're walking into. There's going to be that popular reptile guy, I think, is going to be there, too. There's going to be a lot of kids' performances, a lot of kids' activities. And then there'd be some bands, music, and then a lot of the hot air balloon. A lot of demonstrations. There's going to be a square dance demonstration by the Flutter Wheels.
How late does it go?
The hours, I believe, are 11 to 4.
I didn't know the Flutter Wheels were still around.
They are.
Because I wanted to have them at the library.
We had them once.
I remember.
And on a Festive Friday. The Hunterdon County Library used to do Festive Fridays, like family nights, which were great themes. That was very popular. And that was we had a country barn dance one time, and they were in the meeting room, and we had, a storyteller outside. This room was a lot of fun. I used to like those a lot. We had a summer theme once. We had the Harry Potter one. We had the country one. What else did we have? The 60s one.
Games. Halloween.
Game night. The Halloween one.
We had a 1950s, I think.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Good job. I remember Cheryl Grachian and Allison Naftal. It was their brainchild. They did a good job with that. And the Harry Potter one, my gosh. That was probably still the high watermark for the HAL staff. Everyone got involved with that.
We had two of those.
And dressed up and did things. I've never seen the staff get that involved in anything the Hunterdon County Library than that. Do you agree?
I do.
So it was awesome. And it entailed a sleepover. And the kids at midnight got the latest Harry Potter book at midnight.
How did they get it, do you remember?
They walked onto the bookmobile, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was there at midnight, believe it or not.
Were you really?
Yes.
I didn't know you were still there.
Yeah, they walked into the bookmobile. I didn't stay for the sleepover.
We just found, actually, we were cleaning out the kitchen and the meeting room. We had gone to unplug the refrigerator. And we were rooting through the cabinets, and we found the stuff from the Hunger Games sleepover.
Ah, I forgot about that one, too. That was another one. Yeah, we had some big kids events back in the day.
Yes, well, we have a new children's librarian, Amy.
We do?
Yes, she's just started at our North County Branch Library.
Oh, that's right, she did walk by. I just remember, she works at North County Branch Library.
Yeah, so once she gets her feet wet.
She's got big plans?
I hope so.
Awesome. Maybe we should put her on the PR committee.
We can try that. Let's make sure
you don't like her, do you?
No, I do, but let's make sure she doesn't go run screaming from the place. I'm always afraid until they've been here a couple months that they're...
Where's she coming from?
She was a library assistant in Somerset County.
Okay.
And she did some programming there.
Great. That's perfect.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we have a lot of youth services programs at the library. I know we talk mostly about the adult programs, but Youth Services has summer reading clubs every year. And I know you knew the theme this year for the summer reading club.
We build something. I sent it to
you. We built the city on rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's the theme of the youth.
The robotics club's going to be at the headquarters library next Wednesday from 6:30.
Here's a good example. Tell me about it.
They join the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Robotics Club. We'll be there and they'll teach more about robotics. They will bring creations to demonstrate and display, and you'll get to build a small robot as well. And it's open to students grades 4 through 6. It's from 6:30 to 8 next Wednesday night, and space is limited. So call the headquarters youth services department 788-1432 to reserve a space.
So we have a lot of programs for teens and tweens and youth services, not just story times, but pause to read, and a lot of evening programs for teens. For example, the Robotics Club was one, but when summer comes, a lot of other things. I remember one time we had an astrology lab that came in, an inflatable astrology lab that you went in and...
Pearl Observatory, they're coming in May.
Are they coming again?
Actually,
that was pretty cool.
Thursday night, we have a program for teens from 7 to 8:30. A new way, it's Raritan Learning Cooperative, Teen Motivation. Does it really work for a teen to take ownership of their education and life? What does it take for a teen to be self-motivated? There is another option for learning during the high school years, and this is for parents and teens. So they, what will spark teens to get them up and take action? Imagine what is possible when they do find their own motivation.
And I think we forgot to mention that there's one more program tonight at the Hunterdon County Library before we leave you today. We're showing the last movie in the current Academy Award-nominated film series. We're showing Hell or High Water, starring, what's his name? Bridges.
Good old, what's his name? Lloyd.
Right? Jeff Bridges.
Jeff.
Lloyd Bridges died, I believe.
I think so.
Starring Jeff Bridges tonight at the Huntington County Library. Sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. Our movie starts at 6 p.m. 6:30.
6
p.m. You're welcome to bring food in or a non-alcoholic beverage. And enjoy a movie on us. Hell or High Water, nominated for Academy Award. I don't know if it won any or not.
I don't think so.
I heard it's very good. Actually, I actually want to see it. It's like a modern Western is how it was described on their poster.
You should go to the movies this weekend. Tommy's Honor is opening.
Tommy's Honor?
The golf movie. Tommy Morris.
Oh, that's right. I forget you told me about this last week. Maybe we will. Wife wants to see the movie The Finest about World War II Britain. How they? I guess they motivated everybody to...
Do you two ever go to different movies?
No.
Like at the same time?
No. We don't.
Yeah.
Not that I can remember.
It was just a question.
I guess we wouldn't be adverse to it. Maybe if Kara and Lori went to one...
No, it's
that
just
doesn't happen.
Just curious.
One of us either just bends and goes to the other one's movie. And vice versa.
Well, it's nice, then you can talk about it.
Yes, very true. You and Brian do that.
What, go to the same? No, we talked about going to separate movies, but then we always end up seeing two in one day or something.
All right, I think it's about time, don't you?
I think it's about time to go. All right, well, thank you for listening. Remember, you can always call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as Syria's president claims the reported chemical attack by his military on his citizens is a complete fabrication.
We don't know whether those dead children were the kids in Khan Sheikhoun, were they dead at all, who committed the attack if there was attack.
Bashar al-Assad telling the news agency AFP the U.S. fabricated the story about the attack to justify a missile attack on a Syrian airbase.
And you have many indications if you don't have the proof, because no one has concrete information or evidences.
He claims Syria surrendered all its chemical weapons in 2013. The Labor Department says weekly jobless claims fell by 1,000 last week to 234,000, when most experts had expected 243,000 initial filings. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzisol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the